Hey, grown-ups! We are so incredibly grateful to you for listening to Story Pirates. Season 6 was really, really fun to make, and we're so excited for Season 7 right around the corner. To help us make the Story Pirates podcast the best it can be, we've created a short survey for our listeners, and we'd really, really appreciate it if you could take a few minutes to fill it out. You'll be able to tell us what you like about the Story Pirates podcast and what you'd like to see us do in the future. To fill it out, just go to realm.fm/kids. That's realm, spelled R-E-A-L-M, .fm/kids. And as a thank you, everyone who fills it out can enter to win a prize pack from a whole bunch of different kids' podcasts, including Story Pirates! Pretty cool. Again, that website is realm.fm/kids. Thank you.
Now back to the show.
Hey, grown-ups. If you're a fan of comedy, there's a brand new podcast from our friend Justin Bartha that I wanted to tell you about. You may remember Justin from episode 7 this season. He's the treasure hunter at the Met. And as you heard, a seriously funny actor. Justin's show is called King of the Egg Cream, and in addition to Justin, it has just the most incredible cast. Again, this show's just for grown-ups and probably older kids. Grown-ups, you can take a listen yourself and see what you think. But if you're a fan of hilarious stuff and well-told stories, you will probably like King of the Egg Cream. Here's a taste.
This egg cream is delicious. I wish the chocolate syrup inside wasn't so expensive. If you'd like to save some shekels and have some fun at the same time, make sure you tune in to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, back to the show.
Oh, Lee, where are you?
Lee, we're all waiting out here for you.
Yeah, just a bunch of pals who want to have a nice, casual chat.
Come on,
buddy.
Lee,
get out here.
Oh, hey, guys, what's going on? Are we having a party?
Yeah, you could say that.
Have a seat.
Make yourself comfortable.
All right, sure. Let me just grab a chair. Cool. What's up, guys?
We can't live like this anymore.
What? We've had enough.
I don't understand.
Understand this. When you bought an old dilapidated ship on the internet, we were like, yeah, okay, sure, we're all mysterious weirdos with suspicious pasts. Time to disappear.
No, Rachel, that was just you.
But we've been thinking about it a lot recently, and what we've realized is that you bought an old dilapidated ship on the internet. What were you thinking?
I think what Rachel is trying to say is, what were you thinking? I'm sorry. Megan, do you want to give this a try?
Yes, I'm a trained actress. I know how to keep my calm. And what were you thinking, Lee?
But we love the tidal wave. Aren't we having fun out here?
Yes, of course. The most fun. And we love turning kids' stories into sketch comedy and songs. But the ship was falling apart when we got it, and now it's really falling apart.
Ah. Oh, come on. We don't need that mast, do we?
Ah!
Or the deck. Or those big swishy things that make the ship go?
Lee, we need all of those things. I think it's time we put our heads together and fix this ship we live on so we can keep podcasting forever.
All right, you've convinced me. But how will we fix it?
Through song!
Huh?
Just go with it.
Water bottle. What's a wallaby?
You can make a really funny story.
Use your imagination, obviously.
The Story Pirates.
Welcome back to the Story Pirates podcast, everyone.
Where we take stories written by kids
and turn them into sketch comedy
and songs.
And we do it all out on the open ocean where our ship is rapidly falling apart beneath our feet.
Ah! We better get to the first story before the rest of the sails fall down.
Ah!
Oh, that timing was spooky. Anyway, here's our first story.
It's called The Great Wallaby Adventure, and here's the original story that the author sent in.
One day, in St. Paul, Minnesota, Grace sat at her desk, bored out of her mind. As she listened to her teacher blab on and on about the report they were doing on wallabies. "Grace! Grace? Are you listening to me?" asked her teacher. "Yes, ma'am. Well, sort of," Grace said under her breath. She waited for what seemed like forever for the bell to ring. When it rang, she raced out of the classroom door and ran into the locker room. When she opened her locker, 3-week-old banana peels fell out. "Oh well," she said. Throwing the banana peels back inside, she grabbed her book bag, ran outside, and hopped on the bus. She grabbed a seat next to her best friend, Maddie. Looking over at her friend, she asked, "Do you know what a wallaby is?" Maddie shrugged. "Not really, but I do know that they are..." And I'm gonna stop reading the story right there, because for you to find out what a wallaby is, you're gonna have to listen to our song based on this story, and here's the author to introduce it.
Hi, I'm Olivia.
And I'm Marissa.
We live in Illinois.
And this is our story, The Great Wallaby Adventure.
Okay, class, please pay close attention and take good notes. A report will be due tomorrow on every boring word I'm about to say. To close out our unit on marsupials, today's animal is...
In her biology classroom, Grace was bored out of her mind. She started to yawn as the teacher blabbed on about the homework she was about to assign.
Huh?
What?
Are you listening to me?
Yes, ma'am. Well, sort of.
She lied.
I'm not sure that I heard your last couple of words.
And that's when the teacher replied.
Grace, your homework tonight is to answer the following question.
What's a what's a wa?
What's a wallaby?
What's a what's a wa?
What's a wallaby?
What's a what's a wa?
What's a wallaby?
What is a wallaby?
She nodded and smiled at her teacher, but worry started to grow. And that was because what the wallaby was something that Grace did not know. Finally, Grace heard the bell ring, and everyone started to leave. She knew that she must ask her friends on the bus what they know about wallabies.
Bus friends, help me! I have a report due tomorrow and I've got to know!
What's a what's a what?
What's a wallaby?
What's a what's a what?
What's a wallaby?
What's a what's a what?
What's a wallaby?
What is a wallaby?
Hey Grace, come sit over here!
Oh, thanks Maddie. Starting to freak out here.
Yeah, I heard you singing just then.
Do you know anything about wallabies? I have no information.
Well, I know they're like mini kangaroos.
Really? Cool. Thanks, Maddie.
You're solid gold.
Welcome home, Grace. Would you like a sandwich? I made BLTs.
I can't eat now, Mom. I've got too much on my mind. Maddie tried to help me, but I can't stretch mini kangaroos into a 2-page paper.
Okay, slow down.
Grace, come on. This is silly. There's no reason for you to fret. For a virtual tutor, just use the computer. Use the computer.
What's a what's a what?
What's a wallaby?
Wallabies live in Australia and New Zealand.
What's a what's a what?
What's a wallaby?
A group of wallabies is called a mob.
What's a what's a what?
What's a wallaby?
A scientific name for wallabies is macropods, which means big feet.
Cool.
What is a wallaby?
She turned in to work the next morning, as if nothing had ever been wrong. At the end of the day, she found out that she got an A, and she sang this wallaby song.
Wow, these creatures are amazing!
What's a what's a what?
What's a wallaby?
What's a what's a what?
What's a wallaby?
What's a what's a what?
What's a wallaby?
What is a wallaby?
Wallaby.
Wow, that was a great story.
That was amazing.
Oh, good. Cool.
What an amazing story.
Okay. We have got to do something about this ship. Time to get to work.
It's time to fix our ship. Through song.
Through song.
Okay, I still don't totally know what that means, but I'm excited to find out.
We've been on this ship for, whoa. Guys, how long have we been on this ship?
I'm not sure.
Definitely, I think it was the summer when we got
on. Yeah, I'm just going to make a little guess. We've been on this ship for roughly 30 years. You know what? That didn't sound right.
And now we'll fix it up with sheer resolve.
Because we don't know a thing about how to fix a ship. No, honestly, we should have brought at least one professional ship person with us.
But there's nothing that four best friends can't solve.
Through song! I think I get it!
So I'll grab a hammer.
And I'll grab a nail.
And together we will help rebuild the sail.
I'll grab a wrench.
And I'll grab some snacks.
No, Peter, how is that helpful?
Because I'm going to eat the snacks.
Oh, okay. I see that.
Because there's nothing that four best friends can't solve.
I think it's working.
From the starboard to the bow.
We'll fix the ship. We'll show you how.
We'll plug the holes and sort these wires out.
Ow. And we'll figure out where all of this wood goes.
Ooh, yeah, I honestly have no idea where it goes.
I'll just throw it right here.
Cause we're four best friends, and this is how. This is how four best friends fix our ship.
Cause we're four best friends, and this is how. This is how four best friends fix our ship.
Hey, what about me?
Rolo! Cause we're five best friends, and this is how. This is how five best friends fix our ship. Cause we're five best friends, and this is how. This is how five best friends fix our ship.
Wait, what just happened?
I think we've run ashore.
We'll be right back.
Hey, grown-ups! Today's episode is sponsored by DoorDash, where you can get $0 delivery fees on eligible orders with Dash Pass, and new members get a 30-day free trial. Hey, Peter!
Hey, Lee!
What you doing?
Just waiting for a delivery.
Oh, that's cool. What are you getting?
It's here! Thank you!
Delicious sushi. Aren't you going to eat it now?
Oh, no. I'm waiting for a delivery.
I thought that was your delivery.
Another delivery. It's here! Thank you.
What's that delivery?
Groceries.
Want help putting them away?
Thanks, but not yet. I'm waiting for a delivery.
Another delivery?
It's here! Thank you!
Peter, why are you getting...
It's here! Thank you!
This seems like a lot
It's here! Thank you!
Peter, why do you keep getting so many deliveries?
It's too easy! I can't stop!
Well, what's that delivery you just got?
Oh, more sushi?
Wow, I guess getting that many deliveries makes you hungry.
You have no idea.
Open the door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Sign up for Dash Pass today only on DoorDash and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change, terms apply. Hey, grown-ups! Today's episode is brought to you by Paramount Pictures' new big-screen family comedy adventure, IF. Set within the magical world of imaginary friends, IF's fantastically fun, original story entertains audiences of all ages and delivers a comedy packed with lots of laughs and heart. IF is in theaters May 17th. Personally, I'm looking forward to seeing IF because of all the weird, wild, and funny characters. I saw the trailer, and there's this weird banana-looking character that you can only see in the trailer for like a second, but I'm obsessed. What's that guy's deal? I cannot wait to find out. Plus, if you know me, you know I like a stacked cast, and this one has got it all. Ryan Reynolds, John Krasinski, Kaylee Fleming, Fiona Shaw, Phoebe Waller-Bridge, Louis Gossett Jr., and Steve Carell. A-list much? Not to mention that IF also has my personal favorite actor of all time. That's right, Jon Stewart. I am excited to see this movie, not least of all, because I'd like to see and or hear Jon Stewart on the big screen. From visionary director John Krasinski, IF is about a girl who discovers that she can see everyone's imaginary friends. It's the perfect movie to see with the whole family and takes audiences on a magical big screen adventure filled with heart and hilarious laughs that are meant to be shared. Best of all, IF celebrates the power of a child's imagination, which, you know, sounds pretty good to me. See IF in theaters May 17th.
What just happened?
I think we've run ashore.
This is how we run ashore. This is how
Peter. I'm sorry. Not now.
I'm sorry. My gift, it never stops.
Where are we?
Pet lamb. I don't think we're in the middle of the ocean anymore.
I see palm trees and beautiful, colorful birds and white sand and blue waters.
It's like we're on some sort of tropical island. A deserted tropical island.
Oh no! Do you know what this means? We're stuck on a deserted island with nothing but months worth of food, an Olympic-sized swimming pool, a science lab, an arcade, a jungle gym, a bowling alley, a room where we do our crafts, and a magic shell phone that can call anyone anywhere in the world! Oh! What a world! What a world!
Peter, calm down.
Sorry.
Like you said, we have a ton of resources. I mean, ultimately, we're gonna be fine.
Yeah. I think this is just the next phase of our adventure. Anyway, our ship is broken from the crash and from the fact that it was pretty much never not broken. So I think we have no choice but to get off our ship.
Whoa.
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 Whoa! This is how we leave our ship. This is how we leave our ship.
I'm scared.
Don't be.
Where will we go?
What will we see?
How will this crazy plot evolve?
We're a little scared to be leaving our broken ship to go explore a random deserted island that we crash landed on suddenly without warning while we were singing.
But there's nothing.
Yes, there's nothing that
five best friends can't solve.
Yeah.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
We'll solve it. We'll solve
it. Whoa, 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 whoa.
Whoa, whoa, whoa,
solve.
Wow, that song was hokey, but I really liked it.
It was like a little dumb, but it was straight
fun.
Yeah,
I love songs like that.
Yeah, I do too.
Hey guys, before we leave the ship, can we do one more story?
Yes, please.
Hi, I'm Max.
And I'm William.
And we live in California.
This is our story, Presents for Mom.
Ah, what a beautiful morning. Time for me, a thoughtful and polite child, to wake my brother.
Darth!
What's it? Who's it? What do you want, Mario?
Darth, it's the day we've been waiting for. The best day of the week. Me, the month. Me, the year. Me, of all time. Me. Beyond even the concept of time itself.
You mean it's...
Mother's Day! Sounds like Mom's downstairs.
Let's go!
Happy Mother's Day!
Oh, Mario, Darth, boys, thank you so much. And just in time, I was about to make breakfast.
Before we break our fast, Mother, we would like to read some passages we've selected for you on this special day.
Aw.
Webster's defines love as strong affection for another arising out of kinship or personal ties.
Oh, thank you, Mario.
And Darth.
No. From the poet Yeats. My mother dandled me and sang, "How young it is, how young," and made me a golden cradle that on a willow swung.
Oh, you know, I've always been more of a Lord Byron gal, but that was lovely. Now, here's your breakfast, you two.
Nom, 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 nom.
Okay, now that we're done with breakfast, how about we go to the movies and then a picnic after?
Yay! But first, we got you some presents.
Presents? You boys always give such intense presents. Why, the last time you boys got me a present, we had to move to a different neighborhood. And the time before that, we were told we could never return to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and, by extension, Cleveland. But you know, onward and upward.
Let's start things off with my present.
Thank you, Darth. Ooh, nice wrapping, pretty bow, just opening the box, and...
Ah! Spiders!
Mom, where are you running?
To my room to get away from the spider!
Okay, but be careful, because it's guarded by a...
Lion! Okay, I'll just hide on the ceiling. Thank goodness I keep a thing of super glue in my pocket in case of emergencies. Okay, just putting some on my shoe, and... I'm on the ceiling.
Hi, Bob.
Darth! How did you get up here?
Well, you taught us to always keep a thing of super glue in case we need to climb up walls.
Okay, I did say that, but... I landed in the spiders? Why did you get me spiders?
Because you said they're good for the garden.
Good for the... Okay, yes, all right, I... did say that. That is fair. That is fair. That was very thoughtful. Thank you. Now, why did you get me a lion?
To guard your room for whenever you need a minute alone in your room to check in with yourself.
Yep, okay. You know, I do say that. Wow, you boys are good listeners. Okay, let's say we go to the movies now. Mom needs to get out of the house.
That sounds great. But first, let's give Mom a nice present now.
Another one? Okay, let's take a look. Okay, nice wrapping, pretty bow, just opening the box, and Dinosaur!
Yeah, a dinosaur that burps strawberry candy.
Strawberry! Okay, that was a nice present. That was still surprising and terrifying. Thank you, Mario. Now let's head to the movies. Mom needs to drive for a while.
Totally.
Let's go.
Phew, good.
Except...
What?
We got more presents.
Okay, you boys really shouldn't have. I mean, you really, really shouldn't have gotten Mom so many presents. Boys, I'm going to need a minute to check in with me, okay? Cheryl, they're trying. They are really, really trying. Let's see those presents.
Here's mine.
Thank you, Darth. Opening the box and... Oh. Baby elephant. You know, I thought it was going to be something horrifyingly intense, but it's just a sweet baby elephant. Oh, Darth, you are such an evil monkey.
Mom, no!
The elephant turned into a monkey?
Yeah, I got you a shape-shifting baby elephant from the local wizard. If you say the name of another creature, the elephant will shape-shift into that other creature.
Why? Darth, you're such an evil rhino!
Mom, no!
Why did I say that?
Mom!
Change it back into an elephant!
You're a cuddly elephant! Phew! Boys, why did you get me a shape-shifting baby elephant?
You said baby elephants are your favorite.
Darth, my heart is beating like crazy, and the house is a mess, but you know what? I did say that I like baby elephants, so I see how we got here. What now?
Hello, lady! I'm the local wizard here to pick up the shape-shifting elephant! Oh, hello, boys!
Hi, local wizard!
How do you know my sons?
Oh, I sold them the spiders, the lion, the candy-burping dinosaur, and the shape-shifting elephant! Your boys are my favorite customers! Goodbye!
All right, Mom is very tired and would like to sit in a dark movie theater for a while, so let's...
Wait, Mom? I got you one more present.
No! No more presents! Communicate, Cheryl. Communicate. Kids, I need to say something. I love you both very much. I know your hearts are in the right place, and wow, you are extremely good listeners. But you have scared the living daylights out of me today, not to mention caused thousands upon thousands of dollars of damage to the house. So as much as I love you, I don't want any more presents.
But it's just a water bottle.
Oh.
And when you say, I love you, water bottle, it gives you candy.
Oh, I love you, water bottle.
Ooh.
Oh, you know what? I love my presents. And I love you, Mario and Darth.
Happy Mother's Day, Mom.
Thanks, boys. Now let's finally go to the movies. But first, we should probably do something about that lion.
The end!
And now, Lee speaks with the author.
Hello?
Hi!
Hi, is this Max and William?
Yes!
Is that Max right there who's speaking?
Yes.
And Max, how old are you?
9.
You're 9. And William, are you there?
Yes.
William, how old are you?
6.
6. And you guys wrote the story, Presents for Mom. And how did you come up with the idea for your story?
We were just in the car driving. I was trying to make up funny stories to make my little brother laugh, and I made up Presents for Mom story. And our mom, and then our mom said, you know what, we should send that into Story Pirate.
Oh, that's so cool. So you guys just spend time telling each other stories just for fun?
Yeah.
And you try to make your little brother laugh, you said?
Yeah.
What kind of stuff makes him laugh?
William, how about you tell him? What kind of stuff makes you laugh? Sometimes telling jokes.
Uh-huh.
Stories that make me laugh so hard that I hiccup.
Oh, and you know what? That says it in your story. It says they laugh so hard they get hiccups.
Yeah. That was William's idea. William said, yeah, we should include this part.
Do you guys know of any good cures for hiccups?
My mom learned this one when she was in fifth grade. So you stand up, put your chest to the edge of the counter, and then drink out of the wrong side of the cup and take little sips. It helps always.
Really?
It's never not helped for me. Whenever I pick up, that's what I do, and it always goes away.
Oh, I'm going to have to use that. Thank you for the advice. Here's the thing I wanted to ask you about. In your story, when the mom says, you're an evil monkey, how'd you get the idea for that?
Well, I just tried to make up funny names because, I mean, I've listened to your podcast, and I've heard it's all about, like, funny. You try to, like, come up with some, like, use your imagination and come up with really funny stuff. So I tried to make up some really funny names.
Oh, man, you did, too. I guess what I meant was, like, does your mom ever call you a funny name?
Not really. That's honey pie.
So yesterday was Mother's Day. Did you guys get any presents for your mother?
Well, we didn't quite get any presents for her, but me and William made her a nice card for Mother's Day.
Oh, that's nice. What did the card say?
Mine at the front said Happy Mother's Day, and then when you open it up, there's a whole, I wrote a whole paragraph about why I love her and all that stuff, and then at the end, there's this little chart that says things I like about you, and it does all the stuff, and then I wrote a chart that says things I don't like about you, and then I put the big word none on it.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Yep.
If you could give your mom anything in the whole world as a present, what would you give her?
It would be candy for me. What the? If I had to choose to give mom anything, I would be a chore maker because I know how much my mom has to do the chores. Like, she does laundry, she has to fold the clothes, she has to do all these chores. So then if it was around, I would give her a chore maker that would do all the chores that she does for her so that she could actually, like, sit back and relax.
Oh, that's so nice. But, you know, one way of looking at it is that she already has a chore maker. She has two. I'm talking to them on the phone right now!
No.
You guys, it has been so fun talking to you.
You too.
Thanks for letting us perform your story.
You're welcome. Thanks for performing it.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to this week's episode, and a big thanks to today's authors, Olivia, Marissa, Max, and William. Hey, have you heard of the great podcast, Wow in the World? Well, next week on the Story Pirates podcast, we're going to be dropping a very special smash-up mashup episode of Wow in the World meets the Story Pirates. So make sure you give that a listen. And then tune in June 7th for our very special Story Pirates podcast season finale. Hey parents, don't forget to check us out on social media where you can see everything else that we're up to. And if you haven't already left us a rating and review, please do. It just takes a minute and makes a huge difference in helping us find new listeners. See you next time. Bye! The Story Pirates podcast is a production of Gimlet Media. Produced for Gimlet Media by Jasmine Romero, and produced for The Story Pirates by Lee Overtree and Benjamin Salka. Associate producers for Story Pirates are Peter McNerney and Lauren Glover. Technical direction by Sam Baer. Recording, sound design, and mixing by Sam Baer and Josh Hahn at The Relic Room in New York City. Theme song by Bobby Lord. Our head writer is Rachel Winitsky. Contributing writers are Peter McNerney, Megan O'Neill, Lee Overtree, and Austin Sanders. Today's episode features performances by Maddie Fisher, Joseph Limus, Peter McNerney, Jack Mitchell, Alexandra Nader, Brendan O'Grady, Emily Olcott, Megan O'Neill, Lee Overtree, Teddy Shivers, Tim Platt, and Rachel Winitsky. The Great Wallaby Adventure was written, arranged, and produced by Brendan O'Grady. You know, that song about wallabies made me think about other marsupials that I don't know what they are. Like,
what's a pink-footed bandicoot? And what's a Tasmanian pygmy possum? And what's a Gilbert potoroo? What's a potoroo?
What is a potoroo? That's not real, is it? Wikipedia, are you messing with me?